欢迎收听小河艺术电台，两棵树的森林电台。前曾经跟同事来广州出差，只记得入夜后的大排档很热闹，有挺多好吃的，其他的就已经模糊了。后来又几次路过广州，但真正住下来和旅游的心态还是非常不同的。如果说旅行是看见他人过着原本可能属于自己的生活，是发现自己另一种生活的可能性，那真正留下来过日子，才让这种可能性在自己身上成为现实。观察一种生活和亲历一种生活毕竟是两回事。
Had to get the train Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that that I could do that. Just walking the day. Sitting in the jungle, I remember the stars. A man lost in time near Cardiff. Just walking the dead. Thousand people, crossbars and broken, fingers are crossed just in case. Walking the dead.
元宵到广州的第一天开始，在这里的每天几乎都有新的惊喜，光是住的小区就让我们惊喜不断。年前来广州看房的时候，只是觉得小区空气好，植物也茂盛，除了离我们将来上班的地方可能会比较远之外，其他都挺好的。真正住进来才发现，这里就像一个大公园，有山有水，环境完全超出了之前的想象。当初只是想着先落脚，现在看来要我们短期内搬也不大愿意了。
Sky, everything is clear in
这里不愧是花城，沿着郁郁葱葱的小区林荫路绕来绕去，时不时会飘来桂花香，各种花开得绚烂，紫荆、杜鹃、山茶，红色融融的叫合欢花，紫红的三角梅，紫色的大概是满天星，黄色的像迎春花，但又不是一长串的那种灌木丛，而是长在高高的树上，满树绿叶点缀几簇黄色的繁花。想起过年时我还在北京庙会看假花，这会儿已经是满眼的繁花和很有层次感的绿色了。你要理解一个人刚刚从灰蒙蒙的干燥的北方来到满眼生机的温润的南方时那种有点喜出望外的情绪。
Since I was shot, there's nobody but you. I know I look blasé. Party end is what the papers say. At dinner, I'm the one who paid for a nobody like you. Nobody but you.Nobody like you. Since I got shot, there's nobody but you. Won't you decorate my house? I'll sit there quiet as a mouse. You know me, I like to look a lot at nobody but you.I'll hold your hand and slap my face. I'll tickle you to your disgrace. Won't you put me in my proper place? A nobody like you. Sundays I pray a lot. I'd like to wind you up and paint your clock. I want to be what I am not for a nobody like you. The bullet split my spleen and lung. The doctor said I was gone. Inside I've got some shattered bone.You. Nobody but you. Nobody like you. Shattered bone for nobody but you. I'm still not sure I didn't die. And if I'm dreaming, I still have bad pains inside.I know I'll never be a bride to nobody. like you. I wish I had a stronger chin. My skin was good, my nose was thin. This is no movie I'd ask to be in with a nobody like you. Nobody like you. A nobody like you. All my life, it's been nobody's like you.
湖边是传说中的独栋别墅，每家门口有独立的油桶，临湖的一边还有独立台阶下到湖面，湖心有小桥连接两岸，湖面上的睡莲已经开了几朵，还有人在钓鱼。有一天我们终于逛到了湖的另一边，才发现这里居然还有座小山，虽然山也就大概100米不到的高度，几十米的样子，但是植被非常的茂密，山脚的牌子上写着山上有蛇出没，让大家上山游玩时注意安全。后来我们发现小区里这样的小山还不止一座。这段时间遇到出门的时候，我们总会在小区的早餐档买两个叉烧包、马蹄糕、豆浆之类，总共也就5-6块钱，这在北京的711估计就只够买一个叉烧包了。相信临行前爸妈叮嘱我们以后还是要注重早餐，看来可以不负所托了。广州的生活才刚刚开始，想来还会有更多的惊喜等着我们去发现。
边匆匆，留白的你，我看见错白，留白的你，我看见错，留白的你。 笑给你，跳拜给你，唱歌给你，跳拜给你。给你。